Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of What's on Your Mind, continuing on. Hello, everybody. Welcome our friends from the beautiful Bakken, including where I'm at today, Watford City, North Dakota. Watford City, North Dakota, that's right. Fastest growing county in America. How about that? Let's see, what would the reason for that be? Kev, can you think of any reasons why this McKenzie County would be the fastest growing county in America?
I can't, no.
Trying to think why it would be the fastest growing. Do they have a Disney World here? I don't think they have a Disney World here, no. They have the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, the North Unit, which is, in my view, the most beautiful view of any in the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. But they've had that for a long, long time, so couldn't be that. Might it be oil and gas development? Might it be fracking? Might it be hydraulic drilling and horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracking. I think it might be. Yeah, I think that's it. And if the Biden administration keeps their mitts off of the domestic oil and gas industry and stops playing footsie with foreign oil sources and our enemies, for crying out loud, it might just continue to grow and be the fastest growing county in North Dakota. We're at the McKenzie County Farmer today, part of the Flag Family Media, so glad to be out here as well, and welcome our listeners on KTGO. I'd like to know what you think about the North Dakota legislature passing. We talked about it as a possibility, and now it's happened. They passed the 80-mile-per-hour speed limit. Now, they passed it just by four votes, which means in legislative ease, it's not veto-proof. So therefore, if the governor should decide to veto it, we won't have an 80-mile-per-hour speed limit. Law enforcement stayed neutral on this. They were not arguing against it, so that would remove, I guess, a reason, if you will, for the governor to say, hey, you know, my law enforcement guys, the highway patrol, they don't want it. They've stayed neutral on it. Actually, what they did was they found that, I know this will surprise you, Kev, 85% of people were driving 80 anyway in the areas where there would be an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. So it's sort of like, okay, well, they're driving 80 anyway. Let's just go to 80. You know what I mean? Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? So my question to you is, should the governor sign it? Legislature's passed it. 80-mile-an-hour speed limit is a thing, but he has to sign it for it to become law. So should he sign it? You tell us what you think about that. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. That's our telephone number. You can also text me at 701-237-1590. Let me give you a quick run through of what we have on the show today. Senator John Hoeven will be here next hour. Look forward to that. We're also going to talk to John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here. And Jody Clemens, speaker, leader, and pro-life advocate on the local level, state level, national level. She really is an amazing resource for people and talks very openly about an abortion she had and the absolute devastation it brought to her life. So I think you'll enjoy the conversation. She's going to be speaking at the Dakota Hope Clinic coming up, and we'll tell you all about that before the end of the program, okay? So that's what's to come on the show. 701-271-1100, our telephone number. And text it 701-237-1590. Texter says, now they'll drive 85 and ending deaths will go up. I don't know what that means, ending deaths. If it just means and deaths will go up. I think that's a fair concern, isn't it? Okay, speed limit 75, people drive 80. I remember very well when they passed that, law enforcement said, okay, we're for this, but 75 does not mean 80. But it did, actually. So now will 80 mean 85? I speaking from experience, I'm kind of a 80-ish cruise control driver on those long hauls across North Dakota on 94. I will not, I'll be happy to continue to drive at the same speed, personally, and just have a little bit less of a risk of being picked up. I don't need to go, 85, 90 miles an hour now. But I think the listener's got a fair point. I think it is something we ought to think about. Is my text making funny noises now? It is, isn't it? How about that? Making funny little noises. Texter says, boy, this country sure went down the sewer the day Let's Go Brandon got in office. TikTok ban should have been banned when Trump called for it when he was in office. One other thing, how the heck does Sleepy Joe pick April 11th as the end of COVID 2 months ago? I don't know. You got any answers on that one, Kev? Sleepy Joe saying the end of COVID is April 11th, but he did it back in February? Seems a little odd, doesn't it?
No, but he might.
What do you mean he might?
I mean, and Joe might have a thing to say about it. What is
the rapidly rising. And with
there's a bell.
Do I understand correctly that you have an exclusive interview between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? By the way,
you didn't see that? Yeah, so it was a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and listen.
So, how are you doing there, Joe? Come on, wake up, Sleepy Joe.
Wait a second. Who are you? Do I know you?
Yeah.
Are you James? Wait for me a second.
Oh, God, don't start.
My medicine hasn't kicked in yet.
That's not a surprise.
Hey, I thought you were a nice guy, Danny.
I'm Danny.
Yeah, is it Tommy?
Wrong.
Question. So in the room, I have my TV set up with Roku. The Roku works just fine, but I can't get the Nintendo Switch to show up on the TV screen. Why is it doing this?
What input do you have your Nintendo plugged into?
What is that?
Seriously? The HDMI needs to be connected to the Nintendo, which goes into one of the inputs. Then, on the TV screen, change the input to match the Switch. You got that, Sleepy Joe?
Yes. Press the Switch twice time.
Joe, I'm thinking of a number 1 through 10. What is it?
Billy, I'm thinking it's 14-17.
Sorry, it was 9.
Oh, shucks.
I win. I always win.
Yeah, is that true, Bruce?
Of course it is.
Then tell me, who is the current president?
Oh. Joe, shots were fired. At least you said one smart thing.
Babushka, I love you.
Hey, I love you too, Joe. Now let's go fire up your Nintendo Switch. Hey, let us know.
How is that possible?
Oh, the beauty of AI.
Artificial intelligence did that.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So they find different words that Biden has said all along, and then they somewhere along the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, well, they could use his voice to generate, to generate a conversation with AI.
So did he ever say Nintendo?
Maybe, or they can generate his voice to say that, like ChatGPT could do. And yeah, it's I don't know that he's that would be a monumental amount of editing, but yeah, pretty funny.
It's
on YouTube too. If you look it on YouTube,
it's a little spooky, is what it is. Some more text back to our question today here: 80 miles an hour. Should the governor sign it? I-94 is bumper to bumper. 80 is too fast. It's not bumper to bumper, other than maybe a traffic what am I trying to say? Fargo-Moorhead, Bismarck, a couple of times a day, you got bumper to bumper during rush hour. But that's about the only time I'd say I-94 is bumper to bumper. There's plenty of travel, but there's plenty of space, too. But that's obviously a no. The governor shouldn't sign it. Another says the only way I would support the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit is if speeding fines significantly increase and we have more highway patrol presence. This is kind of surprising me. Most people this morning against the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. Texture says Audubon, no speed limit. How does the speed affect driving fatalities? Well, again, I think the reason the legislature went along with a jump from 75 to 80 was that people are already driving 80. So you're not going to increase fatalities if they're already driving to 80. If they drive more than 80, there's an issue. This is up to the governor now. The legislature's passed it. What do you think should happen? 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. And your text welcome, 701-237-1590. What's happening with Canada and the northern border? I have a report on that coming up before too long here as well. On What's On Your Mind, with Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hennon. Short time out. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Indoor air quality matters. It really does. And you think about the long-term care facilities, the clinics, the hospitals, the schools that have taken H.A. Thompson & Sons expertise and then put in indoor air quality components into their ventilation systems, guess what? the instances of COVID has plummeted. It works. It really does. I know a couple of bars that have tried this and said, after they put it in, nobody, staff, patrons, contact tracing, none of that. So COVID is less and less of a thing every day, obviously. But why wouldn't you want your air clean? It's good for your staff, your team, to keep them healthy and working and not, fighting some bug. Indoor air quality, H.A. Thompson & Sons, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. I'm going to leave the noise on. I like it today. It's a thing. Can you hear my text whistle, Kim? It's kind of fun to, I don't know what I did on the computer to do it, but the texts are rolling in, so you can keep those coming. All right, better yet, give us a call. Love chatting with you. And that's as simple as 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, to call us on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what you'd like Governor Burgum to do related to the legislature passing the 80-mile-per-hour speed limit. Should that be the law of the land in North Dakota? Is that what you'd like to see happen? So far, our texters have been of the opinion that not so much. Texter says the speed limit bill is about the only bill this session that I hope the governor vetoes. I hope he signs virtually everything else, especially HB 1273 to ban ranked choice and approval voting without exception statewide, should that pass the Senate. Yeah. That's a mess, I'll tell you. The only argument in favor of that awful ranked choice is local control. So that's why I do think it's fair to say that it would be a decision the governor would have to make to say, okay, ranked choice is bad, but should it be up to the local communities to be able to put that in place? Right now, the only place it is in is Fargo, and that's why the legislature said, not so fast, we're taking that away. Let's see what else. Who can afford to drive 80? This is only going to benefit the rich elite. LOL. All right. What other presidential audio have you guys manipulated? We can get the straight story on this show. We can't get the straight story on this show. Just manipulated cut audio pieces to fit your narrative. It's called humor. It's just a little bit of fun. We're laughing and having a good time. Kevin, otherwise...
Come on. We said that.
Yeah. Said it was AI generated, so. And the other stuff that we use of Joe Biden, he said, he did. I mean, it happened. There's not any context you can add to pretty that up, you know? He's the one that said, I've got hairy legs. I don't know why he said it.
Yeah, I didn't have to manipulate any of that.
Yeah, but he said it. I don't want to know, so I don't know exactly why he told
me. Clearly that's not a real interview. Okay, that's a joke.
Right.
He said it was. AI did it. It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, exactly right.
Light up, Francis.
That was a disclaimer from Kevin Flynn right there. This was not a real interview. This was AI-generated interview. But trust me, that's one of the bizarre things on AI. I mean, you could have an interview that you could, suggest was actually done, and it was manipulated by AI. Whole AI thing freaks me out. What's real? How are we going to know what's real, Kev? I don't know.
Have you seen some of the stuff that they can do? It's crazy.
It is. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You know, there's going to be a time when you don't know what's real.
There's a video of, I want to say, a voiceover of Barack Obama out there. Man, you can't tell.
So it's not him.
Or no, it's AI. No, it's generated by AI.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Let's go out to Lakes Country of Minnesota, and Darren in Perm has a comment. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Darren.
Hey, Scott. Say, I drive truck for a living. I don't live in North Dakota, but a lot of my concern would be, well, my truck's governed at 65. A lot of Canadian trucks are governed at 60. Some of them slower than that. Does that cause a road hazard? I mean, a lot of Canadian trucks in North Dakota. Just my concern. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, interesting and a fair thought. My question, I guess, would be, would it cause any more of a hazard than it is at 75?
That's true, but... but if they're going to take away the enforcement of it, you know, that 75, they have more of a reason to stop some of these people that are, you know, I've heard many times that even in Wisconsin, they said they don't even start enforcing till after 75 because everybody's doing 80, and that was when it was 65.
So is your truck is your truck set at a governed speed?
This particular truck I'm driving right now will actually go 68 miles an hour, but that's it. And a lot of them, I know Canadians are governed by their government. You know, I think a lot of them are governed at 60 miles an hour. Some of the eastern provinces require that, Ontario and such. So, but I know there's a lot of Canadian trucks in North Dakota.
Yeah. Now, when you drive a 94,
so it's just a thought, you know.
When you're driving 94, what is that speed limit mean for you? Are you constantly being passed, and obviously people going around? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Absolutely. I mean, and like you had pointed out earlier about the rural areas, to say Jamestown, Valley City, it's not a real problem. People got plenty of room to, you know, but you start, and I think they won't raise the speed limit in the metro areas like Bismarck and that. That would be very foolish, but, you know, for people to start slowing down when they get to Bismarck, that's, some of them do, some of them don't, but. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm passed all day long on I-94 and a lot of, you know, trucks that aren't governed, not everybody's governed, but some of the smaller carriers and that, they can run 70, 75 miles an hour. But to me, that's kind of dangerous with a truck. But
interesting point, Darren. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Glad you shared your opinion with us on what's on your mind today. Edneth? Is next on the program. Am I saying that right, Edneth?
No, it's Edneth, N-A-F-F.
How are you?
And I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I don't live in the area, so of course I'm not affected by the speed limit. But I think the tendency is for people to go above what the speed limit would be. So if you guys have an 80 mile an hour speed limit, I think the tendency is going to be for people to shoot for 85.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue against that. I mean, we've seen that with 75 as a speed limit. People, 85% of them are driving 80. So I was speaking from my own perspective. You know,
we don't have anywhere near that here. You know, because it's kind of a congested area. Way outside the city limits of Baltimore.
I've got a suggestion
Baltimore
for you.
County,
you should move to North Dakota. That's what you should do.
Culturally, I would probably be best suited for that.
You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. More coming up.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguide.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim on ndflagpoleguide.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguide.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. President Biden hosts an anniversary event for the Affordable Care Act with Vice President Kamala Harris in the East Room at 1 p.m. Eastern. The President and the First Lady depart Joint Base Andrews en route to Ottawa, Canada at 5 p.m. The President will participate in a private gathering hosted by Prime Minister Trudeau tonight. Foot Locker is planning to close more than 400 of its stores in malls.
The shutdowns are coming as the athletic shoe and sportswear retailer adjusts its business to connect with niche markets. Foot Locker executives said this week that the company's Lace Up plan is aimed at resetting its business and growing its total revenue to $9.5 billion by 2026. Under the plan, Foot Locker will diversify its brand portfolio and embrace new standalone store formats that offer a wider selection of products. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
For lunch today, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Your Cafe USA locations, that one in Yulin, Mac and Beef Hot Dish. Pulled pork at 45th Street, right by 9th Street Southwest. 9th Avenue Southwest, I guess. Wait a minute, 45th Street? Yeah, 9th Avenue Southwest. Glendon has beef tips today. Salisbury's Steak and MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Lasagna and garlic bread, 12th Avenue and I-29. Southern chicken bowl, country fried steak. Bacon cheeseburger or French dip sandwich in Valley City today. Your choice. PetroServe USA, home cooking. Grab and go convenience. You're going to love it. 28 before the top of the hour. You know what? I'm a little shocked. Kev, usually you have a pretty good idea where a particular question is going to go. And, you know, the vast majority of people, in fact, I don't know if we have anybody that thinks it's a good idea for there to be an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. I'm really surprised. Does that surprise you? At the audience?
I think we should just do like they do on the Autobahn.
What do they do on the Autobahn? No speed limit?
No speed limit.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Isn't that Montana?
I think so, yeah. Germany for sure.
This kind of shocks me.
My dad used to love that when you go over there.
Yeah. Wow. One texter says, no 80, yes on veto. All right. Plenty simple there. This is up to Governor Burgum because it has passed the legislature, both the House and the Senate. It is now to the governor, and he will decide whether or not there's an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit with his signature. If he vetoes it, there's not a veto-proof majority, only passed by 4 votes. So now it is up to him whether it is 80 or is not 80. Highway Patrol, which obviously would be someone that the governor would rely on quite heavily, is neutral on this. They're not pro, they're not con. So that's what I know. What do you think? You can call us at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. And as you can hear, lots of folks are texting us with their responses on this. So, texture says the West Fargo School District is hiring 5 new therapists costing over $300,000 a year. The district already employs a number of mental health professionals, including social workers, counselors, and psychologists. I remember when a lot of schools only had a superintendent, principal, and teacher. We live in a very different time. A very different time. And if you talk to schools, yesterday we talked to Sheriff Jesse Johnner, Cass County Sheriff, just about, and the jailer, just the jail administrator, rather, just how much law enforcement is impacted by mental health issues. Well, schools are the same way. And they're wrestling with this in a huge way. So I think what West Fargo is doing is being proactive and getting ahead of this, because it is a problem, that's for sure. All right. Trying to get the tally on our 80-mile-an-hour here. Texter said, here we go. We all drive anyway. We all drive 80 anyway, so let her buck. Let her buck. First pro 80-mile-an-hour speed limit driver. Texter rather right there. Thank you very much. Paul in Minnesota on the question of the speed limit. Go ahead, Paul. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea because... Is that 80 mile an hour? Is that day and night?
Correct.
Okay, because I don't think there is a nighttime lower speed limit. Like when Reagan was president, he signed that into law, 60, I think, in the day, 55 at night, something like that. But, you know, I drive truck, and I drive at night, and I drive to Bemidji and back, and the amount of deer that are hit at times... Like right now, there's no deer out there because the snow's too deep. They can't get around. But once the snow starts melting and the deer are moving around a lot, people hit deer like crazy. And at 80 miles an hour, they wouldn't be able to slow down at all. And it's going to kill people. Deer have flown up into windshields. And, you know, and then plus the car accidents, vehicles hitting other vehicles. It's going to kill more people than right now at the speed limit.
Yeah, I've driven a lot to Grand Rapids, Bemidji, other areas at night, and I couldn't agree with you anymore. That's just not a place people would drive 80. We're talking about the interstates in North Dakota is what we're talking about here. That's where the...
Right, but deer, I know that, I know, but deer are pets. They walk out on an interstate, too, and the deer don't get the fact that when they see headlights at night that it's a vehicle. And people don't realize that deer are active at night. They're nocturnal. They get up at night and feed, and then they sleep in the day. So it's not a good idea to increase the speed limit. It's going to kill more people.
Paul, appreciate that call. You're joining a crowd today who agree with you. It has passed the legislature. The question is, will the governor sign it now? Matt in Hankinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah, I say let her buck, and I just drove to the West Coast trip with my family, and, you know, 80 miles an hour across Montana where you got mountain passes. I mean, you don't slow down through there. That's winding roads. It's more hazardous going through that stuff. I mean, we're talking straight roads here. Not only that, people's got to be smart. If you're not comfortable, you know, you don't have to push. It doesn't say go 85. You know, take your cruise control, drive 80. It's, that's my thoughts.
Good points, Matt. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. All right, let me rip through some of these texts here because I'm having trouble keeping up, as you can hear. Speed limit is a maximum, not the required speed. If you don't feel comfortable, do not drive it. Same thing that Matt just had to say. I saw a moose in the front seat of a truck after getting hit. Okay, that'd probably be a bad idea. No to 80 miles per hour, says another. Safety and cost of changing signs are my reasons. Okay. Yes to 80 miles an hour. It's a speed limit, not a mandatory minimum. Stay in the right lane and everything will be fine, says that texter. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's see what else we have here. Texter says, if 80 miles per hour passes, citations must be written at 81 miles per hour. You think, huh? I don't believe that you'll see that. I do hear a lot of people in law enforcement say 85 doesn't mean 95. So I imagine the enforcement level will definitely change, but I don't think it's going to be there. Another says, raise it to 100 miles per hour. I'll drive 200 miles per hour. Highway 200. All right. Just a little facetious there. Jason's on the road. What's on your mind, Jason?
I'm just kind of going with the thing nobody's talking about. What's the cost? Because there's going to be a big cost of raising the speed limit. You got to change all the signs. There's a ton of labor involved in this, all for 5 miles an hour.
I've asked that question before the officials, and my understanding is they change out the signs pretty regularly anyway. So it isn't a huge cost. It's also budgeted. So it's there. It's not like they leave, you know, the signs up all the time for long periods of time. So I don't think that's a factor.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I didn't hear nobody talking about it, so I was just kind of curious. To me, 75 is fine. I get everybody drives 80. I kind of do it sometimes myself. But I'm driving right now towards Fargo, and I'm getting passed by people doing 90. So it does. I don't think people actually care.
No, you're right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ryan in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind, talking the speed limit today. Why won't let me go to Ryan? Daniel, you want to bring up Ryan? My software is locked up here. Go ahead, Ryan. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I figured I'd weigh in real quick on the 80-mile-per-hour speed limit here. I think nowadays with everybody in the newer technology and newer vehicles, and, you know, I think I speak for the majority of people that travel quite often. I travel a lot for work, and 80-mile-per-hour is pretty much the new norm. You know, there's nothing really unsafe about it necessarily. Obviously, you got to watch for deer and animals and such as you would normally, but I feel as though the drivers that are running 75, 80, 85, they're more attentive as well. I see far more accidents caused on the interstate by, you know, drivers at 60 miles per hour, 65 miles per hour that are causing the flow of traffic and not paying attention. And I think that contributes to a lot of the issues we see.
Yeah, really good point. And we are talking the interstates here, and the interstates only, which were designed for higher speed limits.
Right, so, yes. And that's, you know. I didn't mean local county roads, you know. I'm interstates, yes, of course.
Yeah. Great point, Ryan. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Yeah, I would argue, as Ryan did, distracted driving is a much bigger problem than the speed limit. Let's go to Charlie in Fargo, Daniel. Charlie, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just drove back from Florida, and I didn't come a direct route, mostly interstate. Going 80 on interstate is the norm almost everywhere else. And the last caller is correct. Distracted driving, people on their freaking cell phones, that's where the problem is. Yeah. And the deer aren't going to make any difference at 75, 70, or 80 miles an hour. Deer are, you know, we're going to hit deer no matter what because we live in the north. I think it's a great idea. We got wide open, straight interstates in North Dakota. You easily can go 80 miles an hour.
By the way, I hit a deer at 80 miles an hour on I-29 northbound. And thankfully, I was driving a Chevy truck and put that deer down and stayed safe. And a little bit of front-end damage, obviously. Got that fixed up, and on I went. So it can happen if you're driving the right vehicle, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Charlie.
Many years ago with our... All right.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Let's go to Grant and Fargo. Grant, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, these new electric cars we're going to be forced to buy, will they go 80 miles an hour?
I don't know.
If they do, going 80, will that waste the battery more? Because that's a big thing now, because we're going to be all driving electric cars, right?
Yes and yes.
No and no. I'm opting out.
Can they go 80 miles an hour?
Those Teslas scream. I think they'll easily do 80.
I think there's no problem with the speed limit, I do think you chew more battery doing it. So
no doubt you do. Yep.
Yeah.
So you got a cold day and you're going, 80 on the interstate. You're going to chew up more battery. But are you going to be forced to own one, Grant?
Well, in 2030 we got to buy electric lawnmowers in Minnesota?
We'll let Kevin deal with that. Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
It might be coming at some point. Appreciate your comment. Thanks a bunch. really something. Let me tell you about this Canada deal when we come back, and then Jim the Flagpole Guy. Stay tuned.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Illegal immigration in Canada has spiked by, are you ready, 700 to 800 percentage points in recent months. And it's happening in Canada, and it's happening at the northern border, that they're crossing over into the U.S. And do you think the Biden administration is doing anything about it? I got a little more detail on that that we'll share with you along with John Hindrock at the bottom of next hour on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned. Senator John Hoban coming up here in just a bit. Jim, the flagpole guy, too. Kent and Glendon, let's get you in on the speed limit. What's your take?
I'm against it in North Dakota. I'm from Minnesota, but we have family in oil country near Williston. And we drive when conditions are good, 75, sometimes 80 miles an hour. But my problem is there's still a lot of people going by you when we're going 80, and you know where their eyes are? On their phone texting. That really cuts down your reaction time if there's a problem, which causes a lot of accidents. That's just my view. Thank you.
It's a good view, Kent. I appreciate your call, and you're right. That's a far worse problem we ought to worry about, no question about it. Yet, of all the texts we have in today and the calls we've received just in the last 40 minutes or so, it is overwhelming against the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. And again, it's passed. It's done. Now it's a question of will the governor sign it. So the real question is, should he sign it, should he not? Obviously, the majority of you are saying that he should not sign it and up the North Dakota speed limit to 80 miles an hour. So interesting take from everyone. I appreciate it very much. I've tallied your, if you texted in your vote, I've tallied it up. I've included it in here, and it's, like I say, it's 80-20. Against it, not wanting the governor to sign it. Our man Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. We get a chance to talk to him every week on Thursdays. Now part of a national U.S. Flagpole Guy network. He is Jim the Flagpole Guy, not just for North Dakota and the region, but also for the USA and an advertiser on the Charlie Kirk Show. Where I heard your ad, heard Charlie talking about it, I think, on Monday, as a matter of fact. How are you, Jim?
Yeah, Scott. Well, I'm doing good, thank you. Good morning to everybody. And, you know, you want to go 80 mile an hour on the freeway. I think that should be allowed if the state of North Dakota puts up windsocks on each side all the way down. We can have all different patriotic themes. We can change them for the different holidays. That the windsocks will keep you, you know, between the white lines. I'm being facetious, but I'm so proud of Noah, Scott. Noah's done some great work on making custom windsocks. And, you know, for our local audience, you could customize it to say whatever it is you want to say or put your logo on it, your farm or your business. So there's my solution to the speed limit problem. We'll just keep everybody going the same direction and together inside the windsocks.
Windsocks, I like it. What, by the way, what kind of a price point is windsocks, and what kind of a variety do you have as far as styles?
Well, they're anywhere from $129 for the windsock, or I think the frames are like $79. So, but there's other windsocks that get bigger, can lead into a couple $100s, depending on materials and what you want it to say. But you know, they seem like they've been a hit, and everybody likes them, and we've been able to finally be productive. We have 72 of them in stock right now for customizing or for shipping. So, God bless you. God bless America. And God bless Charlie Kirk and our U.S. Flagpole Guy stance. And there's one good reason to protect liberty. That's because we have children. And what a way to say that by displaying that, you know, what's going to bring us together is the cross and the flag. The cross will save your soul, and the flag will teach you how to live under a civil organization called the United States of America. Let's hope we can get back to that, Scott.
When do you think you'll be digging?
Well, I'm hoping, well, as soon as the frost, we kind of work with the farmers. When the farmers start planting, it'd be for us to be going, that's for sure. And that's coming. I don't know. We've still got a little bit of snow, but
just a little bit of snow. Just a tiny bit of snow. Yeah. Kind of a unfortunate late spring here we're waiting for. So
well,
I know
my farmer brother-in-law says that it should be in the 40s right now.
Well, it's March. She's right. You know, I mean, it's really unbelievable. We've not, and of course, a lot of that snow is the reason. But I'm anxious for you to start another season of putting those flagpoles all around. Tell folks about that great technology you have at the website where you can upload a photo and actually visualize it. So you can actually see your home without the snow and where the flag would go, right?
Well, you got to play it a little bit, move forward, backward from your dwelling, but you can position your phone and authorize augmented reality there on the screen to place a picture. You click on the flagpole that you want, and then you hold your phone up, and there's a box that operates, and it says place flagpole here, and it installs the flagpole on your screen. And you could walk forward or backwards and fit it in there. Well, then you can choose a color, and you position it to the size you want it, and we'd make it so it's a help. And
it's great. I mean, while we're waiting for the thaw, for the snow, it's a great way to get a vision going for what that flag would look like. And, of course, Jim does a great job. Jim, you can call him, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or online at usflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, Jim. Thank you.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.